said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
Om Shant. Begin again. You can. You know. Seek out a better way to go. Forget the past. The past is dead, and all tomorrow lies ahead. There is never time too late to start, to bring to fruition the dream in your heart. Begin again now, this minute, this day. A new life is waiting. Don't wish it away. Pranic living is about rediscovery. It's not about invention. It's about rediscovering our perfect nature. And human being in his perfect form does not need food or water or sleep. It is the engine of all the poisonous substances that the blood has become impure, and with that impure blood in your system, you can never feel really what you are. This concept of pranic living is not anti-food. It is about what is food and what is non-food. It's about coming to perfect health. It's about striking the inner harmony. It's about understanding that when we are in perfect harmony with nature, we are master creators. Disease, aging, and death is nothing. We are the rulers, we are the masters. It's the understanding that the lighter we eat, the more energy we have. The lighter the body, the more energetic we are. Somebody is running. He feels tired. He doesn't stop and eat to gain energy. He takes rest. To rest, to sleep, is the source of energy and not the eating. Then what is that? Sudden surge of energy and sudden feel of energy when you drink tea or coffee or alcohol or food. That is not because of food that you feel sudden energy. It is the expenditure of energy, not the accumulation. Rather, every time we ingest something, we feel tired and sleepy. Why? Because that something, when it is entering you, the whole digestive tract is getting active. It has to expend so much energy in the process of digestion. We are energy beings, and we have to understand our relationship with energy. We start playing with energy. We talk in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. We no more talk in terms of breakfast, lunch and dinner. We do not favor any food. Give us a diet plan. We are not here to give you diet plans. Tell us what to eat. We are not here to tell you what to eat and what not to eat. The entire process is not about eating or not eating. We are not here to tell you ways and means to lose or gain weight. You can go to doctors of the world, they will teach you better. We are not here to teach you how to get rid of diseases and how your number of drugs would reduce. The concept of pranic living is not about all this. Though these all things are the minor side effects, they will come to you as a gift, as a bonus. Pranic living is about higher consciousness. You are working with energy. It is not about recipes. It's not about nutrition. Rather, when you get rid of all the nutritional beliefs that you are carrying in your mind, then you can enter into this lifestyle. It is not one day or two day. It is lifestyle. It is not doing one day fast and then resuming eating again. It is not changing your diet for some selfish reasons and then going back once that reason is fulfilled. It is lifestyle. You are understanding your relationship with food. And you come to know one day what you are eating now is 10 times more than what your body needs. You come to understand that your body can subsist on such a small amount. And what you are putting in your body is nothing but chemicals, poisons, toxins, colors, preservatives, additives. All the processing is death. And you don't want death, you want life. It is to understand that we eat to live, we eat to die. Second, we drink to live and we drink to die. Third, we breathe to live and we breathe to die. These are the three great sayings or conclusions of what we have done from last 2500 years. We eat to live, we eat to die. We drink to live, but we drink to die. We breathe to live, but we breathe to die. And whatever we have done with the body has made us only less perfect, because body was already perfect. So it's a deep mental programming is needed. We are addicted. Just as drinking alcohol and smoking cigarette is an addiction, so also eating is an addiction. And we are addicts. If you crave some food too much, know that that food is filled with all the toxins. If you crave something, know that that is poison for you. If you crave chocolates, and you can't live without it a single day, then know that your body has become addicted to it, and it is a physiological need for the body, just as for an alcoholic, alcohol is the physiological need. It is to understand one's addiction. Everything which you put into your body is doing only one thing, and that is to poison the blood. Unless and until the blood is purified, your mind is not your real mind. When you say, I feel like this, that is not your real feeling, that is false. That is the influence of the food which you have eaten in the morning. When you feel that I am feeling happy, I am feeling unhappy. The real feeling comes when all the toxins are out and the body becomes a clean vessel. And in such a clean vessel, there is no trace of hunger or thirst. You achieve something which is known as food freedom. Food freedom is not about not eating. It's about independence. It's about victory. You understand, you don't need this. You go beyond all cravings. It's the mind mastery. And for this mind mastery, one more thing is needed, which we will discuss today, and that is divine communion. So we are into the 35th day of this 36-day retreat. Last one day tomorrow. One more day is remaining. And we have seen various concepts, various truths. And we have not studied medical books to discuss this. We have scanned nature's library. We have understood what nature has taught us. Science is yet to reach what we are discussing here. But it will reach soon. We are hopeful. Baba says in Murli that science is an arrogant. It says scientists are arrogant. But they will come to this concept one day. They will understand whatever nutrition thing they are teaching till now. There is lot of research yet to be done in that. What you keep on talking about proteins and vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and calories, there is something beyond all that. As Shakespeare's Hamlet says to his general, "There are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Shakespeare's Hamlet says to his general, Horatio, "There are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. You have yet not understood it." There are many truths yet hidden. They are yet enigma, a mystery. But probably science doesn't want those truths to come to you. Because if they do, what will happen to food industry and pharmaceutical industry? These are the two biggest industries in the world. You go out anywhere in the market, you will see so many packets of processed foods. What will happen to their businesses? One scientist has said long back, if all the drugs of the world are taken, all the pharmacy, and thrown into ocean, it will do a good to humankind, but it will be worse for the fish which is inside that water. Divine communion means talk, divine communication. You have to communicate. But with whom? Without this self-talk, this living is not possible. Because we have been conditioned. We are carrying so many beliefs with us. Eat this, otherwise you will suffer. Eat that, otherwise you will suffer. If you don't take this, this will happen. This is necessary, that is necessary. What is necessary, we really do not know. So this is an entirely different concept. A newfangled concept. And yet, it is not new, but just a rediscovery of our original nature, what we are. So in this divine communion, divine communication, the first to communicate with is self. We need to talk with ourselves, with our own body. Talk with your heart, talk with your lungs, talk with your kidneys, talk with your liver. They are filled. They have become impure. Purify them. Talk with your cells. Self talk with the cells. What do you need? What I have given you? I have given you nothing but diseases and old age. and death and decay. They are crying out. They are overloaded. The whole world is suffering from one syndrome, and that is known as overfeeding syndrome. And we are the nation of overeaters. Our body doesn't need as much as we are feeding it. And that's why it is suffering. The concept of calorie restriction, science is recognizing now. You will see hundreds and hundreds and thousands and lakhs of videos on fasting and intermittent fasting. And people are doing that for the purpose of health. You read the lives of bodybuilders and you read the book on bodybuilders. Now, there are no more those old books. Now, there are books on vegan bodybuilding. To build muscles, earlier they used to talk about proteins and how much protein is needed. And milk is the greatest source of protein. But now, the concept is changing. You will see vegan bodybuilding coming up. There is a paradigm shift. So talk with your soul. Talk with yourself. Talk with your body. Ask the body what it needs. There is something known as R&B. Real need of body. R&B. What the body does really needs. There are two types of hunger. True hunger and false hunger. Whenever you feel hungry, ask yourself, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Keep asking. Is it true hunger? It is never true hunger. In fact, we never eat because of hunger. There are about 10 to 12 reasons for eating other than hunger. You eat because you get bored. You want to eat. You eat because social occasions. You eat for entertainment. You eat because somebody is requesting you. You eat because cravings. But cravings, what cravings? Again the same. Reasons for eating, we have already discussed this. There are 12, 13 different reasons for eating other than real hunger. Why do we eat? Because we don't want anything to be left over. We don't want to throw it. Otherwise, what will happen? Let us eat. Because we don't want to waste the material. That's why. We eat because it is available. Had it not been available on that particular day in your fridge, you would not have eaten it. You are full, but it is available. You eat. You eat because of appearance. It is appearing so tasty. It is looking so colorful. You eat because of smell. You are full and you are walking and suddenly you get a smell. From where it is coming? Oh, it is the old, my favorite dish. You eat because of smell. You eat because of taste. You eat because of taste. You eat because of old memories. Because food is associated with memories. Your childhood memories, the deepest memories are associated with food. You eat because of other reason for eater time. You eat by clock. It is 1 o'clock. Let's eat. You are hungry or not hungry. You are not bothered. It's 1 o'clock. We have to eat. It is 8 o'clock. Let's rush to breakfast. You are not bothered what you had eaten last night. That has been digested or not. The old passengers are not come down. And the new passengers are rushing into the bus. And they are fighting with each other. And some passengers are sitting there from last 5 days. They say, we want to come out. You say, no, you wait behind. New passengers are ready to come. And colorful passengers. You eat because of fear. Because you have been told you don't eat, you will die. You don't eat, you will suffer because of fear. There is a fear. You eat because of emotions. You have failed in the interview. You come home, what you do? Or your boyfriends and girlfriends have ditched you. You feel frustrated, depressed. You eat. You are sorrowful, somebody has died. You feel sorrow, and after that suddenly there is a depression exists in two symptoms. Either you don't eat or you eat too much. Overeating is a sign of depression. So emotional eating. You eat because of disturbance in emotions. That's why those people who are habituated to fasting, they narrate that their emotions become stable in the periods of fasting. You eat because of media. Media has taught you so many things. You have seen something. You eat because of sound. You hear the sounds of the utensils. You know that something is getting prepared. Health consciousness. Okay. You eat that because of that reason also. So there are so many other reasons other than, or you eat for earthing also. This is a very higher spiritual reason. Persons like Ramakrishna and all, they used to remain in a very higher consciousness, and when they want to come down, they used to eat so that they are grounded. You eat for grounding, because if you remain in the stage of non-eating, you remain soul conscious most of the time. Now when you want to become body conscious, you have to eat. So come down on the earth, it is for grounding reason. It's for eating. So eating has so many other reasons. And you eat because of, overeating is because of your mobiles, your televisions. You eat and you are watching television or your mobile. So your focus is not about food. You are watching a serial. So unless and until that serial finishes, you will keep on eating till then. It is not the question, the signal is not going to the brain. You eat because of you are eating with your brain unconscious. That's why the concept of conscious eating and conscious drinking is coming up, and there are so many books on this. Eat slowly. Eat in a prayerful mood. Eat with a small plate, with a small spoon. Mindful eating, watchful eating. Conscious eating, CE. There are books on this. When that is not there, where you are multitasking, you are watching television. Now your entire focus, your brain is not getting the signal that it is full. You keep on eating and eating. Your stomach is full, but your mind remains still unsatisfied. It is by force you have to stop eating. Because you feel, now it's no more is going inside. There was a king in Europe. When the Rome was burning, who was fiddling? What is the name of that king? I forgot. Nero. Yeah, Nero. Nero was fiddling when Rome was burning. Nero, he was such a glutton, voracious eater. He had kept two physicians to induce vomiting. He used to eat and then they will induce vomiting then so that he can eat again. Then they will induce vomiting so that he can eat again. Because eating is a pleasure. Eating is a joy. But satisfaction, this full stomach comes as an obstacle. You have to empty it so that you can enjoy again. So that was Nero. So talk with your body. Listen to the language of the body. Learn the habit patterns. We are associated with food so deeply. It's the deepest addiction. And we are addicts. So talk with your body. Deep communion. Second is talk with God. He is the source of all nutrition. Soul just needs the divine rays, and soul is enough to sustain the body. But the power will come from him. He is a Prananath. He is Praneshwar, the original source of prana. So take energy from him. Whenever you meditate, you are eating invisible food. So have talk with him. I love you. I surrender unto you. I talk to you. I listen to you. I believe in you. I see you. I touch you. Different talks with him. I take all your energy within you, me, myself. You and I are one. Your energy and my energy is one. It is the exchange of energy. Yoga, Rajyoga is nothing but energy transference. Rajyoga is nothing but communion with superpower, super energy. Talk in terms of power, energy, frequency, vibration. Use these terms for your yoga. Be in sync with his energy. He is vibrating. Be in sync with his vibrations. He is the supreme vibrator, supreme vibration. Take his vibrations. And when you work at the level of vibrations, you realize your need for physical food goes down. Very little you need, and yet your body remains healthy, with perfect stage, with highly energetic system. We are liquid beings. You need only that much. So, communion with God. Third, communion with prana. Prana is everywhere around you. As I said, this entire retreat of 36 days was on pranic living. It's pranic nutrition. You derive energy, all the proteins, all the vitamins. What I need is coming from prana. With this firm faith, with the law of affirmation, with the law of attraction will work, visualization will work. Everything will work in your favor. And you will see that it is happening. What you believe, the same thing will happen. I am being sustained by sources other than food, by divine sources. So talk with prana, pray to prana. All the pranic energy is coming unto me. I am full of it. I am full of energy. The pranic flow established in your system. All the blockages are gone. You feel so energetic all the time. There is no question of tiredness at any point of time throughout the day. If somebody wakes you up at night and says, go and run till Abu Road, you'll start running. There is no question of any tiredness, because you're full of energy all the time. So communicate with prana. Fourth, communicate with these five elements. The earth, the sky, the moon, everything which is around you, the fire, the water. Water, as we saw one full chapter on water. Water is nothing but light. It is liquid light. When you take bath, you are eating, you are drinking, you are imbibing that light in your system. We are beings of light. We need nothing but light. A person stays in minus degree, minus chilled cold water. There is a story of Tenali Rama, where there is a person, he stays, the king announces that I will give reward if somebody can stay in this water whole night. Old man comes, he is such a poor person, he needs money. So he stays overnight in that water, and next day he is alive. It is minus 40 or something. He was asked, how you did it? He said, I saw far away there is a temple and there is a lamp there. I kept focusing throughout whole night on that lamp, and I was deriving heat, warmth from that lamp. So that's how he did. So it is the programming here. If there is a very much cold and you feel it's not cold at all, you will not feel cold. But if you feel too much cold, there are people who feel too much cold, but in fact it is never that much cold. If somebody comes and tells you today it is -5 degree temperature in Mount Abu, you start feeling cool, because somebody has told you. Till now you were nicely roaming around, but the moment somebody tells it is 10 degree today, you say 10 degree, you start searching your jackets and sweaters and everything. So it is the conditioning, heterosuggestion and autosuggestion that works. Somebody comes and tells you look sick, you really start feeling sick and you want to take rest today. because I am feeling sick. So talk with five elements. Talk with five elements. These, they will sustain you. They will make you survive. So have this self-talk with five elements. Then three more. Talk with your angelic form. Talk with your deity form. Talk with your worship-worthy form of copper age. All these forms are brotherian forms. Three of them. They are the perfect human beings. Their requirement is very less. Real freedom is independence, blessing. So that is it. Yours, everything is different. Your Diwali is not about crackers. Your Diwali is not about lamps. Rather, that is a wastage of time, money and energy on unnecessary expenditure. That is today's Murli. This is today's Murli. It's a waste of time, money and energy. What? To lamp. Not about crackers. He is not talking about crackers. He is about lighting the lamps. This is worldly people do. Your Diwali is not about this. It's a revolutionary concept. And what we are doing is exactly opposite of that. Okay. So tomorrow is the last day of retreat. And after that, there is a 4-day gap. So, there are many double foreigners here. So, I think they can speak on 4 days. Anybody is here day after tomorrow? You are not there. You are there. You are there. Anybody? Day after tomorrow on 24th, 25th and 26th. 24th, 26th, 27th, 28th. 28th, no, till 27th. From 28th, a new series will start. So 24, 25, 26, 27. These 4 days, who is there? Anybody? One. Anybody? Two. Anybody? You are here, no? Okay. So I'll give topics. So Dr. Manjunath is also here. So we will start with him because I think he's only for 1 day. Tomorrow you are there? Not tomorrow also you are. Oh. Okay. Sister, you are there? You are not there. You are also not there. So this sister is there. Okay, you can take one of these days. 24th, you can talk. Your topic is stop making scenes. Stop making scenes. 24th, 25th, sister. And your topic is what I have done to deserve this. What I have done to deserve this. 2 days. The next 2 days we'll see. Anyone else? Ravinesh can take on 20, 24, 25, 26th you can take. Only when I laugh. Topic is only when I laugh. That is the topic. And one more is remaining. Sushil bhai. Nagaraj bhai can take one topic. And your topic is formula of love, 27th. Formula of love. English class. Okay, so 4 days. First day, stop making scenes. Second day, what I have done to deserve this. Third day, only when I laugh. And fourth day, formula of love. Om Shanti. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva. Tvameva bandhush cha sakha tvameva. Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel
feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods.